Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf. She responds to Lur Nishmas Arbiak V'Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf and Dalit. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that metaltalin, movables, are never going to be used as collateral because metaltalin don't have a coil. Says the Gemara, but we have a din that when you have metaltalin that are nikna agav karka, the metaltalin are being acquired with the land, so then they're all going to be used as collateral. So why are we not choishish that a person use metaltalin as collateral? So as the Gemara, we talk about a case that he does not have a land. So therefore, he cannot be mak the metaltalin agav karka. So Tois points out, the mashma over here, that there's a possibility that a person does not have a land. Says we have a shita that holds, that we always assume that every Odom Yisrael has arba amis in Eretz Yisrael. And if so, every person has a land. So it says, Tais, our Gemara is in Mashma, that is a possibility that one does not have a land. It means we don't say that every person has Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael. In the name of the Vilna Gaon is brought down, then of course it's true that a regular Odom Yisrael does have Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael. The Rapashra that does, he has it. So what does Tais mean that there's such a possibility? It says the Vilna Gaon, that's what brought down, before I should bring the name of the Vilna Gaon. He says, who was Zoyche in Eretz Yisrael? So it's brought down on the Gemara Babasso later. It was Eretz Yisrael divided to the ones that came out of Mitzrayim, or Eretz Yisrael was divided to the one who came into Eretz Yisrael. Machlokes, how was Eretz Yisrael divided? Either the ones who left the Mitzrayim or the ones that came into Eretz Yisrael. It's brought down on the Gemara Sanhedrin that the word Meisim Shehecha Yecheskel. Who are the Meisim Shehecha Yecheskel? So the Gemara says there were people from Bnei Ephraim that left Mitzrayim early. They didn't want to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. They wanted to go on their own. And the Gemara brings over there that they were successful to get to Eretz Yisrael, but they were not successful in creating Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And gets up Rabbi Yudim B'Seir over there and says, Ani Mibnei Bnehem, I'm from the descendants of that of those people that left Mitzrayim early. So Zog de Vilna Goyen. Oh, so we see here there is people in Klal Yisrael that they didn't get Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is given either to ones left Mitzrayim or the ones that came in Eretz Yisrael. But the ones who left too early, they don't get Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So here are the people, there's a Chelek of Klal Yisrael that don't have Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael. So Stamayi does have Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael. And the exception to the rule is those people that left Mitzrayim early, Azoy Zog to Vilna Goyen. And the Oimek HaDover, that every Yid has Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael, is brought down in Tzodek HaKoyen in a few places in his Sfar. Tzodek HaKoyen says in the Sefer Divrei Soifrim, Oiz Gimel, what we mentioned a few Shurim ago in the name of Nachman Breslov. So Rabbi Tzodek, they call Kinyonim Shel Odom, everything a person has, a person comes to the world with achrozo, pas ploini ploini, and sode ploinis ploinis. Every thing that a person acquires and owns, it's all part of what was described before he was born. This will belong to him. That's part of who he is. He goes on to explain, that's the reason that Adam roitze bekav shalo, yoyse metisha kav mishchavir. Why a person likes his stuff so much? But why? Just because he owns it? If he owns it, it belongs to him. And he explains, based on that, we learned earlier in the Masechet Nafri Beis, that a person could come and say, I want to value my properties much more than they're worth. You want to buy my property? I want to sell it to you at double or triple than the worth. So Chuvah Sarosh asks, that's me this day. Why should he sell something which is worth 100 for 300? Says of Tzadik, no. That's part of the idea of Adam Reitze Bekav Shlo Yosef and Tisha Kavish Chaveiro, because it belongs to him. It's that defines who he is. He came to the world with his bios. Says of Tzadik, that's what it means. Every person has Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael. The Arba Ames in Eretz Yisrael is what he belongs to him, Bisharsha. That's who he is. We know that Eretz Yisrael is the definition of Olam Habo. Lo Olam Yushu Eretz. Through Eretz Yisrael have connection to the Olam which is higher than this world. Adam comes to the world with his neshama, with his tafkin in the world, with the wife he has to marry, with the properties that he owns, and his chelik in Eretz Yisrael define who he is. The Chelek of Eretz Yisrael represents the Nechassim that Adam owns, that belongs to him b'sharshar, that belongs to him when he came to this world. And in other places, Tzadik adds that the fact that a person in this world is able to connect the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is able to connect the physical world to a higher dimension of spirituality, is because he has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz which Adel Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashono V'Adach Hashono. But through Eretz Yisrael, a person can realize how everything that he has is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if something that he owns belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows everything that he owns belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the oimik that every Yid has Arba Amis in Eretz Yisrael. And how fitting this is to learn this during the 9 days, the time that we s'abel in Eretz Yisrael. Because our chelik, a connection to the higher dimensions of the world, come through Eretz Yisrael. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.